Mizras Perik Dalid Mishnah Base 4:2. Now we talk about the power of Shabbos to establish the requirement to tithe. The Mishnah says Tinokos. Now a Tinok in modern Hebrew is a baby, but in Mishnaic Hebrew Tinok just means a child less than bar mitzvah. So we're talking like an 8-year-old boy or a 10-year-old boy, something like that. Tinokos shetamnu te'enim l'Shabbos. If the boy set aside some figs as a stash for Shabbos, you know, something equivalent to, let's say, whatever, they put it away intending to save it for Shabbos. Now, the idea here is that they're going to have it on Shabbos, but nothing really stops them from sneaking and eating them beforehand. But if they were set aside for Shabbos, and then shechachu lahasran, they didn't tithe them before Shabbos, then lo yochlu l'moti Shabbos adji asru, then those figs can't be eaten even after Shabbos until they're tithed. So just to clarify, what we're saying here is before Shabbos, since Shabbos didn't pass over those figs, there's no obligation to tithe them. And if one wants to get them early, there's no, you can have them mechilas arai, not a problem. But since they were designated for Shabbos, once Shabbos arrives, they're for Shabbos. And even though you can't eat them on Shabbos, because if you don't tithe the foods before Shabbos, it's forbidden to tithe them on Shabbos, midrabanan, because it's like tikkun mana, like fixing a utensil or something, midrabanan, it's one might confuse the two. So that being the case, one can't eat those figs on Shabbos itself, but since they were set aside for Shabbos, come Motzi Shabbos, the figs must be tithed and before eating them, even Achilas Arai. And the additional chiddush here of the Mishnah is even we're talking about Tinoko, so these are children, they're not adults, they're not bar mitzvah. Nevertheless, their intentions are significant to establish the requirements to tithe. Kalkalas Shabbos. Now, this is a step up. This isn't just setting aside figs like on the ground somewhere as a secret stash. This is putting them in the Shabbos treat drawer, so to speak, of the 21st century. Here it's, you set aside these figs to sit inside the Kalkalas Shabbos, the Shabbos basket. So the idea here is that under normal circumstances, in contrast to the previous part of the Mishnah, here one normally does not put his hand in that cookie jar and take the food set aside for Shabbos before Shabbos. It's like sort of a formal designation. This stuff will be for Shabbos. So the question is, once you've set it aside for Shabbos in a way that you're unlikely to backtrack on it, now can you eat it, achilas arai, if you change your mind before Shabbos without tithing it? There, Beis Shammai Pocher, Beis Shammai says, yes, you could. They exempt the requirement for tithing for achilas arai. And Beis Hillel say, no, you can't. They're mechayvin. Beis Hillel say, no. Once you set it aside for Shabbos in a formal way, putting it inside the official Shabbos kalkala, the Shabbos basket, you know, the Shabbos treat drawer, there's no going back. And if you want to eat it even before Shabbos, you must tithe it. And that's halacha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is going to even say further. He says, Afo loket es hakalkala lishloach l'chavero. If a person takes the figs, collects them, and puts them in the basket, that is not a Shabbos basket, according to Bar Tanura, it's just a gift basket. So since under normal circumstances, people do not go raiding the gift basket that they get that's going to be a gift. So now it's designated for gift sending. And of course, what we've said in the past, that giving something as a gift does not necessitate the taking of tithes. Certainly, if you send someone a gift to their home, when it gets to their home, since it will be theirs, it must be tithed according to God to their house. So the point here is you're setting aside food. It's kind of like a formal setting aside of the food. It's out of your hands and sort of designated for him. It's sort of on his way. It's almost, you know, it's not so different perhaps than a formal sale, if you will. It's a formal setting aside, not just a casual gifting. And that being the case, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, lo yochal adji aser, you can't take food out of that gift basket before you tithe it, since it's sort of become established in a formal way. However, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. That is to say, if you set aside food for gifting, that does not necessitate the taking of tithes. But if you set aside the food formally for Shabbos, in like the Shabbos basket or something labeled, you know, this is for Shabbos especially, then at that point, you certainly must tithe before eating it. And if you set it aside for Shabbos even in a more casual way, like giving to your children, then when Shabbos passes over, you must tithe afterwards before eating. So you see, that's where Shabbos is necessitating the taking of tithes.